From L137 Deliverance International, Pastor Kiki, Founder. Luke 1, verse 37. With God, all things are possible. This teaching is on maintaining your deliverance. 9 pillars to keep what God has given you. After your deliverance, remember these 9 pillars. Pillar 1. Read your Bible daily. Read your Bible every single day. The Word of God is your armor. It is your weapon. It is your protection. Pillar 2. Be an active member of a Christ-centered church, especially if you come from a difficult background. Some demons leave quickly because they came recently. But other demons have been there for years. They are settled, relaxed in your life. They have legal grounds because someone in the family, or you yourself, made a covenant with them. Those kinds of demons require persistence. One deliverance session is not always enough. Keep coming. Keep fighting. Pillar 3. The Squatter's Parable. Why you must be persistent. Demons are like people you allowed into your house, a house you yourself built. You let them in when it was empty. You said they could stay. You made them comfortable. They ate your food, slept in your bed, used everything that belongs to you. For years, some for 10 years, 20 years, no complaints. They were free. Then one day you come and say, I want my house back. They do not understand. Because you were the same person who said, live here for free. And now you say, go. The ones who came recently, they leave. But the ones settled for 10, 15, 20 years, they will not go easily. They are comfortable. But when you keep coming, when they know you mean your words, they will go. And you are not coming along with your mouth. You are coming with policemen. You are coming with angels. You are coming with the Holy Ghost. You are coming with armies, with fire, with the King of Glory. That is when they tremble. Psalm 24, verse 7 and 8. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I am not coming to move you alone. I am coming with the King. I am coming with the Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. You cannot stay here. Be uprooted from your hidden places. Pillar 4, the King of Glory Prayer. Use Psalm 24, verse 7 to command those ancient gates. Tell the squatter settled in your house, I am not alone. I am with the mighty God. Go from your hidden places. Keep on resisting them and they will go. Pillar 5, bombard them with the blood of Jesus. Drink the blood often. Say, any demon in me, be destroyed. Come out. You do not like the blood of Jesus. Anoint yourself. Read scripture in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray in tongues and in your understanding. Apply the blood of Jesus over yourself every day. Use it all the time.
Pillar 6, renew your mind daily. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Encourage yourself in the Lord daily. Every thought must be brought under the obedience of Christ. Pillar 7. Ask the angels of the Lord to work on your behalf. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Ask the angels of the Lord every day to work on your behalf, to protect you. Do not get delivered and keep quiet. Continue to bombard. I am not going to make you comfortable in my system. You have been too comfortable for too long. Be cast out. Pillar 8, walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. After every deliverance, practice the fruit of the Spirit. Practice your peace. Practice your patience. Practice your joy. Practice your kindness. Leave it to God. Allow God to fight for you. Anything opposite of these things opens a door for the enemy to enter. Pillar 9. Be careful who you share your life with. Be careful of who speaks into your life. Do not share your progress, your building, your work schedule with everyone, no matter how close they are. Protect what God is doing in your life. Any monitoring spirit in human form, Lord, expose them. Lord, destroy them. Lord, cover me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Maintain your deliverance. Read your Bible. Bombard with the blood. Walk in the Spirit. From L137 Deliverance Ministries International. Pastor Kiki, founder. Amen.